I have released a fairly detailed set of policies on my Facebook page, David Ratz as candidate for Douglas Shire Council Mayor. I don't intend going over that today. What I'd rather do, being probably the newest resident amongst the candidates here, I acknowledge that a lot of you don't know who I am. I grew up in Melbourne in the suburb of Moonee Ponds, which many of you might recognise as Dame Edna Everidge's home. During my teenage years, we spent many holidays in Port Douglas, probably 10 that I can think of when going back over the dates, so much so that my parents wanted to buy a place up here. They didn't have the money at the time, so they didn't do it. They actually achieved that goal on the 31st of January this year, buying a place in Sea Temple so that they could come up and visit us more frequently and our two kids. I went to university at Monash and graduated with a Bachelor of Laws with honours. I did my articles of clerkship at a firm called Deakins, which is now part of Norton Rose Fulbright. I worked there for about 5 years until I joined the family publishing business, which was started by my grandfather in 1972. We think it's the oldest publishing company in Australia, save for News Corporation started by the Murdochs. We're still going as a family company. We now all work remotely, which my grandfather who started the company would be aghast at, but COVID has taught us a few things, and we do things a bit differently. We have, through a number of community associations, got to know the community fairly well. Through Nippers, the surf club, through the cricket club, the football club, and the PNC at the local school, we've got to know a number of people, made some fantastic friends, and really got involved in the community. And it is that has led me to taking this stance. First of all, and I've never been a political animal, I started a page, Public Transport, on Facebook a couple of years ago because I couldn't believe that there was no local bus service here, and I was standing on the beach at a Nippers carnival in Palm Cove seeing all the buses go past, and I thought, why don't they travel an extra half an hour up the road? It's something that I couldn't quite understand. I did a number of interviews in the press, on TV, eventually got a meeting with Cynthia Louie, and I organised a petition which went to council. Unfortunately, it seems council ignored that petition, but that's a story for another day. It's something I still believe in and forms part of my policy platform that I've released. Why am I doing this? At the time that I nominated, there was only one other candidate who would have been elected unopposed, and I did not think that was fair for the residents of the area. So I thought I would put my hat in the ring. The reason is I want my kids to stay with us. At the end of this current term, my son will be 18. He will be a school leaver, and he has to decide whether he wants to stay here, whether there are opportunities for him here, or whether to leave. I do not believe there are enough opportunities for kids at the moment in the Shire, and I think there are things that we can change fairly quickly by small incremental progress, by encouraging more activities for families, reasons for kids to stay, because if school leavers continue to leave the Shire will eventually die. We need families to stay here. They are the backbone. The static population is the backbone of the Shire. I want my kids to stay here. I want them to have opportunities, educational, employment, transportation. These are the things I believe in, and this is why I'm running for mayor at this election.